Well, great to be talking some baseball now with baseball coach Joe Caponegro from Swampscott High School. And Joe, how are you?
I'm doing well, Rick. How you doing?
Doing well as well. It's great to see you guys back out there and to have the hopes of a full baseball schedule here on the North Shore after everything we've been through. So I know you guys must be excited. Tell me a little bit about your first week of practice, Joe, and how things went last week.
Things went well. You know, we wish we weren't outside the whole week, unfortunately. But then, usually when we start in March, we're never outside. So we did have the pleasure of being outside for several days last week, and we had some good numbers. We had 52 kids trying out for the three teams, and we're going to field three, freshman, JV, and varsity clubs this year. We have, for the varsity, we have a 14-game schedule right now, 13 league games, and I picked up a non-league game with Bishop Fenwick.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get one more, to have 15. JVs are on the same schedule as us. Unfortunately, the freshmen, many teams in the conference aren't fielding a freshman team this year, and we're going to have a full schedule for them as well. They'll just be playing some of our opponents, three or four times, but they will hopefully have 14 to 16 games.
Well, things are getting better. It's obviously it's great that you guys are outside, but to have that many participants and that many, teams going, man, that's a good sign, Coach. What do you expect? I mean, it's been so long since you guys have been out there together as a team. How are things organized, and how has that gone in terms of practicing with the varsity? Because you have certain routines and regimens you're used to, when you play every year. But this thing is all balled up. So, what have you done so far, and how's it going? In general with the varsity.
It's been going really well. Typically we have the JV and varsity kids work out together.
Mm-hmm.
If not every day during the season, maybe, three quarters of our practice days.
Okay.
And we're not able to do that this year because of the, potentially, if someone was to get sick on one team and then they, we're practicing with another team, then both teams might have to possibly have to shut down. So that's one thing that we've changed. But other than that, it's been pretty normal. Other than wearing masks, taking mask breaks, during practices, we were able to have two scrimmages. We scrimmaged this past weekend against Winthrop and Lynn English, and it was baseball as usual. Just a little discomfort. With masks, and especially the pitchers, they have to wear a full mask as well, covering their nose and mouth. But other than that, it was baseball as usual.
Joe, it's been that way the entire sports year when kids do get to play sports. Once they get between the lines, it's pretty much the same product. And I expect you haven't had any kind of an extended training period or preseason. Do you think it might take a couple of games for you to get things ironed out, for the kids sort of get used to each other, maybe the speed of the game, that kind of thing?
Yeah, 100%, Rick. We usually start the third weekend of March. It's the third Monday of March, which could be the 16th of March.
Mm-hmm.
And our first games typically aren't until April 4th, April 5th. This year, we started, last Monday, and the 26th of April, and our first game is May 5th.
Right.
So there's been a lot that we haven't covered. Some technical stuff that, defensively, mostly, defensive coverages.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of that yesterday. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to get on our field today because, it's shut down. It's all puddled up because of the rain, but, We'll make do with the outfield, and we'll continue, doing those technical aspects of the game that we have to cover that we really haven't spent enough time on as of yet.
Yeah, that makes sense. Coach, before I let you go, and give me a couple of names of maybe kids with some experience that you might be expecting to lead the team this year, or at least, at least be the old-timers out there, the steady hands.
Yeah, so we had no season, last year. So the year before, I had there's three guys on the team currently who played on that team the prior year. Senior Aiden Gracial, he's our shortstop. He's going to be going to Salve Regina. He's following his brother there. His brother Ryan is playing there. He was a sophomore when he, you know, when he played shortstop for us 2 years ago, obviously. And Cameron O'Brien, who is he's a junior now, but he hit over 300 for us as a freshman a couple years ago, and he's our third baseman, and you know he'll be batting right in the middle of the lineup, number three, number four, somewhere around there. And Pierce Friedman, he also is a junior, and he was a freshman 2 years ago, and I think he got like 17 innings pitched for us his freshman year. So we look at him, you know, being our number one guy, and you know, he's a hard throwing right hander that you know, he can throw three pitches for strikes. So you know, with those are three guys, the only three guys who've had lots of the experience, and we look for them to all play a major role.
Yeah, I expect that's going to be the way up and down. I mean, for 2 years, good Lord. So I expect a lot of schools are going to be, you know, playing with kids who weren't quite ready for prime time 2 years ago, but certainly hope they are now.
That's right.
Coach, who do you open up with now on Wednesday?
We're supposed to open up tomorrow at Marblehead. And the forecast isn't looking great overnight, so that could be in jeopardy. And then we're supposed to play Friday at home against Salem.
All right. Okay, that's Swampscott High School baseball coach Joe Caponagro with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.